Five Shia mosques, all in Baghdad, targeted as worshippers left Friday prayers. The deadliest of the attacks, a car bomb in the northern Baghdad neighborhood of Shab. Witnesses say worshippers were praying in the street outside the crowded mosque when a suspicious-looking car exploded, killing dozens. At about the same time, bombs exploded outside four other mosques in the city, serving to underscore concerns about whether Iraqi security forces can maintain security now US troops have withdrawn from major urban areas.
Most of the Iraqi politicians and political analysts, including myself, think that the spike of the high-profile attacks is actually an indication of a political conflict more than a security failure or an Iraqi internal conflict among Iraqis. Now, it seems like many parties who are trying to sabotage the plans of the U.S. withdrawal have been increasing their attacks, but we haven't seen any announcements behind who is attacking.
American commanders have warned that security gains made in the last year are fragile and reversible. They say attacks will escalate ahead of national elections next year, but others say hardline groups will seek to reignite sectarian violence before then. Tarek Bazley, Al Jazeera.